Pakistan's blasphemy laws come under scrutiny? Are Americans disengaged with a crisis in the Philippines? And turning six is a big deal when you're a kid or a ministry. They're actually connected, and we'll tell you all about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan's Sharia court is taking a hard line on blasphemy laws. Life imprisonment is off the table, and there's only the death penalty now. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's unlikely to change back.
To change the law would really be to move Pakistan away from Islam and away from protecting the Quran and protecting the reputation of the Prophet. And so they see that as almost sacrilegious to even talk about changing those laws.
Already blasphemy accusations have risen fourfold.
I think everyone acknowledges that they are misused. They are used as a weapon to settle disputes, not only to attack Christians, but to attack Muslims, to attack Hindus, to attack people of other faith.
Nettleton says they're teaching believers to know how to share Christ wisely.
We're equipping and training church leaders to minister effectively in that context, to know what rights they have, and to stand boldly, even when persecution comes.
If you want to stand with them, we'll connect you at our website. We turn next to Sudan, where persecution isn't just hanging around, it's getting worse. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
What we've seen over the past year is a real increase in the amount of persecution of Christians. There's real intimidation, there's a lot of fear, a lot of concern about what the future holds.
Some believers are being forced to check in with police daily. Many Christian organizations are being forced to shut down.
That includes schools and orphanages that are providing care and support to vulnerable.
Kids Alive has a boys' home that's still up and running, but staff are facing tremendous pressure.
It's been a really tough year for our ministry there. Pray for our staff, for the strength, for the energy and wisdom to carry on.
This is Mission Network News. According to a recent Pew Research study, less than a third of U.S. adults are following relief efforts in the Philippines. It's been about a month since Typhoon Haiyan swept through the archipelago, leaving massive devastation in its wake. As attention wanes, so does a great deal of financial support for relief groups bringing disaster relief. Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says they're seeing something different, though.
Right now, we're in pretty good shape. We have a lot of teams joined. We have some good resources to help rebuilding. We're still finding islands and areas that nobody has made it to. It's just unbelievable a month after the event.
Over 600,000 Filipinos were displaced by the storm's fury. BGR teams are providing shelter as well as clean water and food. Evangelism is an unexpected silver lining to Typhoon Haiyan. Relief efforts are opening doors to communities that were previously closed to the gospel. Pray more people get involved in sending help to the Philippines. Meanwhile, a senior missionary statesman needs your prayers. 88-year-old Andrew Semenchuk, serving with Slava Gospel Association, started feeling poorly while overseas. He arrived safely back home in California but got worse and was admitted to intensive care where doctors discovered that he had a bleeding in the brain. Semenchuk was actively serving in Ukraine until recently. He is conscious and talking. Pray that he'll improve and that invasive surgery won't be needed. And Sat7 Kids is celebrating a milestone. It's now been on the air for 6 years in the Middle East and North Africa. The newest program, called With Jesus, is a live program that went on the air in October. It features a musical cast and telephone calls from viewers. Many kids say they're afraid of gunfire in Egypt, where the show is produced. Sat7 points viewers to Jesus. It costs almost $2,000 to produce each show. Help through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.